Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, you're trying to do things again last night you're incapable of doing.
Why? Like what?
Like going first to third.
I did it twice successfully.
Yeah, but you
slid both times, nice slide.
Was that you that had that great slide under the tag?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Thank you, Jerry.
That's when you got yourself hurt.
I mean, I don't know what it was.
Al's out. Jerry's out. They can't play. You're hurt now, and I wake up this morning with plantar fasciitis.
Oh, that's why you're walking slow?
The reason why I retired from football was because of the injury that I had this morning. And I knew when I did it yesterday, too. I knew.
You do? What is it?
One of those crappy throws back into the infield from left field.
I thought maybe when you flied out with there. Two men on.
You know who's out there, right?
Yeah, your nephew.
Right.
Brutal. Jerry Recco is here, though.
Oh, I could play softball. I'm a great softball player.
I mean, I heard that from Izzo, too, the guy that does all the audio stuff, parody songs.
Yeah.
I'm a great softball player.
He's very nervous around you, though, because he...
What do you mean he's very nervous around me? Just put your uniform on, show up on time, number one. That's always a key aspect.
That was an issue yesterday.
You can't show up 5 minutes before the game.
Well, he had an issue here.
In his defense.
Mm. Yeah, they gave him a last-minute assignment.
Don't join the team. Don't come to me and say, hey, I can play. I'm a great softball player. How many times has somebody said, hey, I'm a great softball player, you put him in uniform, and they stay?
He did, in fairness, his last time up, hit a line drive to the fence. I mean, it was a line drive. It wasn't a pop-up. I mean, he hit the ball really hard.
Was it an out?
Yes, it was.
And there's really no place to play him in the field.
No, which is why, if it's long, it's wrong.
And why is he nervous about what? You got a uniform on. You're here to play. Let's go.
This is your big chance. You get called up to the majors.
And you stay.
Then you get anxiety.
He just can't handle it.
Right. Yeah. And he's looking at, NFL MVP, and you're going.
Hey, you suck!
That's such bull crap.
And he's got a loaded bat, and he still can't get a hit. He's got one of those double-barrel bats.
Does he?
Yeah.
That's how I got injured.
Kid just got married also.
Well, listen, I'm sure his wife knows.
Knows what?
That he's going to just disappoint her athletically.
Well, I know one thing. Yeah, two out. By the way, Chris Sims' name is now two out because he hit the double play yesterday.
Turtles in a half shell.
Yeah, turtles in a half shell.
Turtle power.
Yeah, turtle power my ass.
I love you.
Yeah.
I want to be married to you a long time. Huh.
See, that's the guy that we got in uniform. Now I know why he gives his father such a...
True Chris Sims!
Here's Jerry Recco with an update. Hi, Jerry.
Well, good morning. We're brought to you by Lapolis Electric, powered by Lapolis Electric, Westchester and the Tri-State's leader in 24-7 residential and commercial service. Visit LapolisElectric.com. We'll start with the NBA Finals because finally, at long last, they got underway last night. Wasn't a terrible game in the first half, but boy, did Golden State run away from Cleveland in the second.
Rebound Zaza, handoff KD, throws to Curry. It's an open three. Got it!
Got it up just enough to curl it over the front of the rim.
10-0 one. Warriors lead by 18. 70-52.
Yeah, it would be a 13-0 run. They would be up a bunch. That was Tim Roy on Warriors Radio, and they would wind up winning 113-91. Couple of things from this game. Durant, 38 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. Steph Curry had 28 and 10 assists. How about the fact, and I don't know the answer to this, just caught my eye.
Yeah, 14.
You'd say 14 times or 14%?
Depends on the question.
Golden State shot 106 shots in this game.
It was
last
ridiculous.
Night.
That's what Jeff Van Gundy was saying.
That's unbelievable.
You're saying that's the biggest disparity that he's ever seen.
The Cavs took 86,
which is about an average number, I think. They had 20 more shot attempts.
Well,
they had 12 steals. The Cavs had none.
Well,
the Cavs had 20 turnovers.
Yeah,
and they had four.
12 steals to 0 steals.
Sure. How many offensive rebounds?
That's 12
rebounds.
Extra possessions.
How many offensive rebounds?
I think 14. Not a huge number because Cleveland
second
had a
chance
handful
points,
too.
Right? Don't they call them like second chance points?
Yeah, that's called second chance points.
In the
boom,
paint
well
off
done.
The elbow?
But guys, is that,
like that
normal to see over 100 shot attempts in a 48-minute NBA game?
No, it is not the norm, Jerry. It is not the norm at all. But when you have 12 steals to the other team's 0, you're going to have at least 10 more shot opportunities.
Yeah, well, they had 20 more, and they wound up winning game one
easy. I wish I were a Warrior fan.
Why?
It'd be so much fun for the next 10 years.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God.
Here's, yeah, but they're a bunch of whores, you know?
Why?
Because the fans out there are fake. They're forgetting.
By the way, people that don't get this, every fan base is
no,
fake.
No, I tell you,
aside
I disagree.
From the hardcore.
You know, no,
all
I'll
say, but if I may, I need to respond to that idiotic comment that I just
no,
heard.
No, it's not idiotic. It's true. Front runners in every city.
Not here.
Every city. Oh,
not here.
Stop it.
The New York Knicks have been an embarrassment. They sell out every game. The New York Rangers, even before they had this nice run of theirs,
we
sold out every game.
Now, here's
game.
The one thing I will say. There are celebrity front runners that will show up out of the blue.
Correct,
I am not talking about just the people in the arena. I'm talking about the city and when when a city turns to a Met city, to a Yankee city,
no,
a bunch
listen,
of
there,
front runners.
There are,
every
no matter
city.
Where you go, if a team is suddenly really good, there will be fringe people
that's
and
fans what I'm talking about.
Who jump on.
Well, that's who
but
I'm talking about.
In Golden State, they're all a bunch of fugazis. Every one of them.
You know what the interesting thing about the NBA is?
Basketball. No, you don't.
Mark Cuban came out and basically said that, you know, he got all over the Raiders for leaving Oakland, moving to Las Vegas. Remember, it was about a month ago. He came out and he just said, you know, the NFL is about is a money grab. And, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but he was shooting down the fact that the Oakland Raiders were leaving Oakland to go to Las Vegas. Where are the Golden State Warriors leaving, or where are they leaving?
Philadelphia.
No, the Golden State Warriors are leaving Oakland to go to San Francisco.
I thought you meant where did they start, because they didn't
you
start
talk
there.
About a money grab? That's a money grab, too.
Everything's a money grab.
Of course it is.
And do you think those fans are going to be a transient and go with the team? Of course they won't.
If they're winning, they will.
Winning always brings fans in. Yep.
But
unless you're the Mets, then they still have a problem.
That's not true. When they win, they...
Yeah, not the level they should.
When they win, they do well.
Not the level they should.
Here was Curry.
Hold on. Let's go to Anthony in Belleville. Anthony, what's up?
Rick Harden and Recco.
You're a part of the update right now, Anthony, so be accurate and be right.
I'm accurate. Hey, I hear you getting on Craig for slide and Chris Sims for BSing.
Yep.
Gary and Al for not playing. But who gave up 12 runs there?
Not me.
And big fat Boomer.
Well, it was 11-9, but I mean, if you want to be critical of Boomer, you can be critical of Boomer in the ninth inning.
No.
In the eighth inning.
Eighth inning.
When you have a chance to tie the game and you popped up.
But what happened, Bo? That's a lot of runs there, 11, though.
11,
there were like six unearned runs there, Anthony.
Well, two unearned. No. There were two unearned
mess.
For sure.
It was a mess. At the beginning of the game, was a mess. And, you know, actually, Jerry would know because he was sitting there on his ass watching, so he would know.
I was never sitting on my ass.
Yeah, you are. I saw you never stand sitting on your ass.
Yeah, I was.
And you were on so I don't want to
forgot
hear
about
it.
That part.
I'm like, where's Jerry? Oh, there he is.
You got kind of bored coaching first base. You guys don't need
he
me.
He was with Jay Sabs hanging out saying, how you doing?
How you doing over here?
How you doing?
I think that was four innings.
What else, Anthony?
Anthony, are you a great softball player and you want to play on our team now, too?
I am the greatest player.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
When we have our Oompa Loompa game, we'll have you come play. My man, Pots
By
and Pants,
way,
have a great weekend.
In fairness to Boomer, you committed your own cardinal sin.
What's that?
You touched the money.
How's that?
Did you or did you not, after your second hit and your second RBI?
Yeah, I was messing around with you, Jerry.
Excuse me?
I was messing around with you.
What did he do, Jerry?
He said, geez. I haven't gotten it. What'd you say? I'm like eight for my last eight.
Yeah, eight
this
for
is
eight.
Easy.
Oh, right.
How'd you do
really?
In your last two at bats?
Yeah, I was messing around with Jerry because Jerry's
you
over there on his
messing around
now
with
messing
no,
around.
So you guys,
well, you got an answer
you guys
for
have
everything.
No, you guys have no idea
you
when I'm messing around with you.
Everything.
I'm not. You guys are idiots.
Now it's messing around.
Who knocked you in there, Mr.
Listen, I scored the run on your hit. All good. I'm just saying, when it came down to crunch time, it was a little different.
Crunch
all.
Time. Well, listen, I'm pitching nine innings of hardcore softball, trying to keep the ball
can of corn to right field right there.
Trying to keep the ball inside the park, which I did. Last year, they hit like nine home runs as the Herminator was laying them right over, and the ball was going right over our head.
What we should do next time, we should play like it's an American League game and just DH the pitcher.
Look at his face.
Oh, okay. All right. Is that the way it is now?
No, I'm just saying.
Is that the way it
well,
is?
Well, you can't just.
I mean, do you want
you
me to
can't
break,
rip everybody? No, but you know what's funny? Take a little of
here's what's funny
piece.
About this, because if we were the ones that were the pitcher of record and got the loss,
but you can't
and we're defending
you don't
the fact that, well, we didn't give up any home runs.
But you can't.
He would be the first one to say, what's the bottom line? You lost the game.
You right. stink.
How many home runs did the Herminator give
probably
up last
17.
Year?
A lot.
I mean, we were down like 21 to nothing.
And they
after
were bombs.
Two, and they were bombs.
They were. I agree.
And how many home runs did they hit yesterday?
You lost the game.
I'm just saying, how many home runs did they hit?
What is this? We're seven? It's not if you win or lose. It's
I'm just asking.
Give Boomer our participation trophy.
All right.
Give Boomer the no home run trophy.
Okay.
The no home run trophy. Good time had by all.
Yes. I don't know. Let me say that. I knocked in four runs yesterday.
Here we go. Here's what I love the most. For a man that played NFL football for 14 years.
Yeah.
Was a league MVP.
Yep.
Played in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
He knows his softball stats.
Damn straight.
Congrats. Here's the Lamar Hunt trophy.
And I know all your damn stats, too, Mr. 0 for 2.
Eddie had a hit yesterday.
No, I did not.
He was 1 for 2.
No, he did not.
Eddie, you had a hit yesterday. Yes, you did.
Vicky had more hits than him. Vicky had more hits than Craig.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
I was 3 for 5.
Oh, no, I know my stats.
You're damn right I do.
You narp.
I keep them on my wall, and I study the game.
How many errors did you have yesterday?
None.
Well,
zero. Like my typical defensive performance.
How about getting the ball out of your glove and throwing a guy out at first
base? How about this little play right behind the mound, which you couldn't get to because you had plantar fasciitis? I got to it. I threw it right to Matt Martin, who had the glove on the wrong hand because he's Canadian, and dropped the ball. Yeah. How's that my fault?
Wasn't the ball in the dirt?
No,
yes,
no, it was
it
not.
Was. Yes,
check
it was.
The videotape.
It was in the dirt.
Okay, watch the videotape. Of the ball not being in the dirt.
Quite frankly.
But that's a great play by a shortstop.
It should be our catcher, not a shortstop.
No. If he catches the ball, which he did a very bad job of all game.
He didn't scoop the ball because you
watch
threw the
again.
Ball low to him.
That's another one. I said to Matt, I said, where do you want to play?
Yeah, nice
I
coaching.
Said,
ask the player.
Can you play first base? Can you catch it? Oh, yeah, I got it. Don't worry about it. Pop up between him and Vicky. He's supposed to get it. What does he do?
Watch it.
He's a hockey player.
I'm like, hey, Matt, you got to go get the ball.
We have a great collection of guys and gals.
Oh, they're a lot of fun to be with.
Yes, we're so much fun to be with. You suck. You suck more. Boomer, what else, Jerry?
I know we're running out of time. Yankees beat the Blue Jays big, 12-2. Gary Sanchez, 2 home runs. And how about your boy Aaron Hicks, 4 for 5, 3 doubles, 6 RBIs, and CC Sabathia wins his 4th straight. He's now 6-2 on the season.
How about that?
So, yeah, good for him. That's a hell of a hitting team Toronto has.
Which call was better, Sanchez's first home run or second home run?
Yeah, I don't know. I would say the second one.
Oh, you haven't heard him yet?
I got the second one.
Yeah, Gardner leads off first. And the pitch swung on. There goes the deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Another bullet. Wow. Another high line drive to the second deck in left. Gary Sanchez, the Sanchino. Oh, did he hit it? Well, Gary is scary. His second home run of the game.
I have the first one here too.
I don't hear the first one until next hour. I thought he would have gone crazy on that.
He didn't
one
go crazy
in the fourth inning.
He didn't, not at all.
All right,
Pineda and Liriano tonight, and the Mets did lose 2-1 tonight. They take on the Pirates. Your boy Matt Harvey to start this evening.
Is that Nelson Liriano or Francisco Liriano?
Francisco Liriano.
That's Francisco Liriano.
Did I say Nelson?
No, I was asking.
Yeah, Francisco Liriano.
Well, he's been around forever, hasn't he?
I was 57
years old.
I don't know about that, but yeah, he's pitching tonight.
Jesus, so. What is that? You have something to add? No.
Harvey and Garrett Cole at Citi Field.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.